Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Matthew 8, the verses 28 to 34. When he arrived at the other side in the region of the Gadarenes, two demon-possessed men coming from the tombs met him. They were so violent that no one could pass that way. "What do you want with us, Son of God?" they shouted. "Have you come here to torture us before the appointed time?" Some distance from them, a large herd of pigs was feeding. The demons begged Jesus, "If you drive us out, send us into the herd of pigs." He said to them, "Go." So they came out and went into the pigs, and the whole herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and died in the water. Those tending the pigs ran off, went into the town and reported all this, including what had happened to the demon-possessed men. Then the whole town went out to meet Jesus, and when they saw him, they pleaded with him to leave their region. My theme for reflection from this passage is battling inner shadows with faith as our shield. In the captivating narrative of Matthew 8, 28 to 34, Jesus comes face to face with two individuals tormented by demons so intimidating that their presence altered the paths of many. Yet, with but a command, Jesus drives these demons away, sending them into a nearby herd of pigs. This act wasn't just a showcase of spiritual prowess. It symbolized Jesus' supreme authority over all forces, both visible and invisible. My dear friends, beyond the biblical context, this episode is a mirror to our lives, emphasizing the transformational grace of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. You know, as I don't need to remind you, that life often throws curveballs, presenting us with metaphorical demons, anxieties that grip our minds, fears that freeze our steps, regrets that haunt our nights, or even past mistakes that shadow our self-worth. When confronted with our own demons, we should seek Jesus' power to overcome. Just as he emancipated the men from their torment, he extends his hands to free us from our internal chains, those of doubt, guilt, or any shadows threatening our inner peace. Our struggles might seem insurmountable, but nothing is too great for him to handle. Hallelujah. Two questions for reflection. What are the demons I am battling within my life, and how can I surrender them to Jesus? Do I truly believe in the transformative power of Christ in my daily challenges? Heavenly Father, empower us to confront our inner battles with the same faith displayed in Matthew. Remind us that with you by our side, no challenge is too great. Help us trust in your transformative power and guide us towards inner peace. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all now and forevermore. Amen.